Well, turning your Bibles to the book of Galatians this morning, we're beginning a study, I think, of one of the most important books of the New Testament. Truth is, all the books are important. All of them are great. But some, it seems like we enjoy more. Sometimes that strikes a need more than others. The one that we want to look at this morning is Galatians. It is called the book of liberty, the book of freedom. In truth, the message of Galatians is the message found in the Bible, and it is this, simply put, that man is justified by faith. Man is declared right before God by faith. The book deals with the key aspects of both salvation and the Christian life. It goes to the basic truths of grace and faith and freedom. That's why I love the book, because it's so powerful. It raises and answers questions like, how are we saved? How are we to live as one who is saved? How do we stand? There's so much in this letter, so much in this book. In a world that doesn't know what to believe, this book shows us it's powerful. It encourages us and challenges us as it equips us to stand firm in a fallen and changing world. So as we look at Galatians, I pray that we'll see the grace of God in Galatians. We'll see freedom as we look at this letter. I was meeting with someone, it's been about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the issue of salvation came up. I'm just talking to him, and the whole idea of how is a person saved? How does a person have eternal life or go to heaven? So I looked at the person, because the way the person was talking, I said this, let me ask you a question. I said, if you were to die, would you go to heaven? In other words, if you were to die, would you have a relationship with God? Would you be with him? And he said, yes. And I said, why? And he said this. He said, I'm not really a bad person. I mean, I've tried to do good. I've tried to live a good life. So here's a question to think about. How good do you have to live? How good do you have to be? What is the standard that one must meet if you say, I've lived a good life, I think I've lived good enough? When you go back to the scripture, we realize that no one is good. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none that even seeks after God. And the standard is not fellow believers. The standard is God. The standard is perfection. When we say, I'm going to try to be good enough to get to heaven, then you have to be perfect. And we can't be good enough. This is why salvation in the scripture is always a gift. It is by grace we have been saved through faith and not of ourselves. It's not of works. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ and not our works. Man cannot save himself. God offers the gift of eternal life by faith. Now, tied in with this, and this is what some people are confused about as well, is the Christian life. The Christian life is a walk of faith. Colossians 2:6 says, as you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We receive Christ by faith. We live the Christian life by faith. In the book of Galatians, we're going to see these two aspects come together, that both salvation and the Christian life are by grace and faith and not by works. Today we begin a study of Galatians, and it is one of my most favorite books. It's not a very long book. It's only 6 chapters. We'll look at it. We'll go through it we'll go through it in some detail. As I said earlier, I said it a couple of weeks ago, I said, this is a book that will challenge every one of us in this room. What does it say, and how do we live? What does it mean? This book gives important foundational truths. This book has been known to change people. When Paul wrote this letter to the churches in Galatia back almost 2,000 years ago, or more than 2,000 years ago, it resulted in changed lives. This book, along with the book of Romans, were the two books that affected Martin Luther. If you remember Martin Luther and the Reformation, Martin Luther was actually, he was a priest, but he was a teacher, and he was studying, the book of Romans, and he was studying the book of Galatians. And as he saw those two books, especially in Galatians, he kept seeing that there was justification by faith, that it wasn't our works that saved us, it was faith in Christ that saved us. And he saw for the first time grace and faith. And Luther helped change the course of church history. The message of Galatians is very clear, that no one is justified before God by the law or by works. We're justified by faith. This is the message of the Bible. Both the Old Testament and the New Testament, salvation is always by faith. In the Old Testament, it was faith in the Messiah who is coming. In the New Testament, we look back and we have faith in the Messiah who came. Now, I want you to understand that this message is contrary to the message of the world. The devil controls the fallen world system, and he has a message. And the message that the devil says is that you can be good enough to get to God. In fact, his message is, do good and God will love you. You can't do good and God already loves you. And if you look at all the religions of the world, There are people trying to do something to get to God. But true Christianity is not religion. Religion is man trying to please God. In Christianity, God pleases God. God so loved the world, he gave his son. The book of Galatians, as I said, is a short book, and we see justification and salvation by faith. And this message of Galatians is the message of the Bible. Think about it. It's always faith. Adam and Eve believed God. Abraham believed God. David believed God. Paul writes, Luke writes, where Paul in Acts chapter 16, they ask the question, how is a person saved? And he says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. The most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, it's always faith. Over 150 places in the New Testament, it says we are saved by faith. 98 times in the Gospel of John, it says we are saved by faith. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. We see clearly in the book of Galatians, Paul makes known that salvation is by faith. He says in Galatians 2:26, that we're children of God by faith. In Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ Jesus, even we have believed in Christ so that we may be justified by faith. What a message. And what's so incredible about the book, not only is he saying that we're saved by faith, but the book of Galatians, we realize that not only is salvation by faith, but even the Christian life is lived by faith. It's a walk of faith. We just finished a study called the Hall of Fame of Faith, and we saw Hebrews chapter 11, and all these believers, all these people were trusting God and living by faith. That's how we live the Christian life. So this book gives us great truth about salvation. This book gives us great truth about Christian life. As we begin this morning, we need to get a little background. And you know, whenever we study the Bible, and whenever Stillwater Bible, whenever we start a book or a new book or something, we go and we get background, we get how it fits together, we talk about who the author is and all this. We have a card for you, and some of you are able to pick it up. It's out on the tables out front. It's a little card. It looks like this. And on one side, it has Galatians, and it talks about the date and who wrote it and when it was written and the basic overviews of the book of Galatians. And on the other side is outline of the book of Galatians. Be sure and pick one of these up as you leave. If you don't have one, they're on the two tables as you come in by the doors. And what you can do is use this as you study in the weeks and to come as we go through the book of Galatians. There's so much there. And so we want to look at it. Who wrote it? All of that. So we're going to raise some questions this morning, and we're going to look at the author of Galatians. We're going to see who he wrote to. We're going to see when he wrote this, and we're going to see the purpose of the letter. So let's start with this. Who wrote Galatians? Well, if you're looking with me at Galatians chapter 1, it begins by saying, Paul, an apostle, not sent from men nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, raising from the dead. The person who wrote the letter to the Galatians is Paul. We know him as Paul the Apostle. He had another name. His name was Saul. Saul means little. Paul means ask. And so sometimes he was going by Saul. Once he started on his missionary journeys, he started going by Paul, and that's how we know him as Paul. He was an apostle of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about his background. Now, this may excite you. Paul grew up in a family. He's Jewish, and his dad was Jewish. His mother was Jewish. But what was unique about his dad, they lived in a place called Tarsus, which is in modern-day Turkey. They lived in a place called Tarsus, and the region was called Cilicia at that time. His dad was a Roman citizen, which in that day and time, if you're Jewish and you were a Roman citizen, you had great privileges. They also seemed to be a wealthy family. When Paul was 12 years old, he left his home and moved to Jerusalem to study under the greatest teacher of the day, a guy by the name of Gamaliel. Gamaliel lived in Jerusalem. He was a Pharisee, and Gamaliel taught people. And if you could get in Gamaliel's school, that was a privilege. Apparently, Paul's father had enough money that he got Paul in Gamaliel's school. And Paul studied under Gamaliel, and Paul was a brilliant, brilliant student. In fact, we're going to see in the book of Galatians, Paul said he was the top student in his class, and Paul became a Pharisee. Now, when we say Pharisee, we always think of negative, but the word Pharisee actually meant separated. It was people who, when they originally came back from captivity, the Pharisees were people who said, we're going to live by the Bible. Well, that sounds really good, but what happened is they lived by the Bible, but then they started adding everything else to it. And before you know it, Pharisees actually looked at the law. And so Paul, as a Pharisee, began to say that the way you come to God is by trying to keep the law, by doing all the right things. He grew up in opposition to the Christians. And he, best we can tell, Paul probably was about the same age as Jesus. Paul probably was there when Jesus was crucified. We don't know everything about it, but we know some things. And so Paul, when after Jesus died and rose again, ascended back to heaven, and the church began, the Christians were spreading the message of Christ. Well, Paul was opposed to that message. Paul said, wait a minute, this Jesus is not the Messiah, and it's not right. And so he began to persecute the Christians. Paul was going around and persecuting the Christians and putting them in jail. And it actually says he went from house to house putting them in prison. And then something happened. He decided one day that he would go to Damascus, which was north of Jerusalem. He was going to go to Damascus and he was going to arrest and get anybody that was of the way. That's what they called Christians in that time, the way. They were going to go get them. And on the way to Damascus, riding on probably a donkey, suddenly a bright light flashed. It was so bright and powerful, he fell off the donkey. The guys with him saw the light, but they didn't hear anything. And Jesus appeared to Paul and said, Paul, why are you persecuting me? He actually said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And Paul said, why, who are you? And he said, I am Jesus, who you persecute. And on the road to Damascus, the best we can tell, Paul, Saul then, now Paul, put his faith in Christ. He saw that Jesus really had died and was alive. And from that moment on, Paul said, I will live for Christ. And he went on to Damascus. He was blind for a while. Then he could see. And then he began to proclaim Christ. And before you know it, he was going everywhere telling people about Jesus Christ. And they even said this. They said, the one who once persecuted the church is now proclaiming the message. When you think about Paul, Paul wrote 13 letters of the New Testament. He was an educated man. He knew Hebrew. He knew Greek. He knew Latin. He was a Roman citizen. He was brilliant. And I want you to see something. As a Pharisee, what Paul saw was law and rules and bondage. But as the apostle of Jesus Christ, he saw grace and truth and freedom. So as we start this, remember, Paul the apostle wrote to these people. And so the second big question is, who are the recipients? Who are these people? And a lot of times when you look in the Bible, you'll see Corinthians or Romans. And that was a letter written to the church at Rome or to the church at Corinth. This is a little bit different because this is written to a group of churches. If you look at Galatians chapter 1, verse 2, it says, and to all the brethren who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Not to one church, but a group. And I want to show you something. This is Paul's missionary journey, first missionary journey, and he was living in Antioch. Remember, he has been in Jerusalem. He had gone to his hometown, gone back to, this is where he grew up. There is his hometown right there. He later came to Antioch to be with a man by the name of Barnabas, and they were proclaiming Christ. Then God sent them on a journey, so they left. And they went to Cyprus, went across the island. They left Cyprus and went to a place called Perga. This is called Antioch Pisidia, this region right here. But this is all Galatia. This whole section was known as Galatia. They went to Antioch. They led people to Christ. They went over to Iconium. They led people to Christ. They went to Lystra. They led people to Christ. Paul got stoned. They had all kind of issues. They went to Derbe, and then they went back through, and they went back home. That was Paul's first missionary journey, and that's the people. Those churches, those people he led to Christ, that's the people he wrote this letter to. Let me read something to you. You don't have to turn there, but let me just show you. In Acts 13, and sometimes if you want to read Acts chapter 13 and 14, that's where Paul went on that journey. Here's what he said to those people. He said, and we preach, this is what he's saying to the church, to the people that he's got in a meeting. He's leading them to Christ. And he says, we preach to you the good news of the promise that God has fulfilled his promise to our children, that he has raised up Jesus. He had told them that Jesus died and rose again. And then he says this, therefore, let it be known, brethren, that through Jesus, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed, and to everyone who believes in him, they're freed. And they're freed from the law of Moses. So Paul went and he told them about Jesus. He told them how Jesus died and rose again. He told them if they would believe in Jesus, they would have forgiveness of sins. They would have eternal life. And a bunch of them trusted Christ. And in each one of those cities that I showed you a while ago, people trusted Christ and they formed churches. And what would happen, though, as Paul started those churches, many Jewish people would come in, and they were opposed to Christians. They were opposed to this new thing, and they would run Paul out of town. He would go to the next town, and they'd run Paul out of town, and they'd go to the next town. And that's what he did. Then he left and came back. So now just think about it. You're Paul. You have just gone on a journey. You've founded 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 churches. You've seen a number of people trust Christ. You've given them the message that salvation is a gift by faith in Christ. And you're all excited. And you come back, and something happens. A group called Judaizers. They were Jewish people who believed that there was much more to having a relationship with God than Jesus. And they came in after Paul to those churches, and they said, Paul is wrong. Going to heaven is not by faith in Jesus. It's by trying to keep the laws. You must obey the law of Moses. You must do what is right. And so they did two things. They attacked Paul's message, and they attacked Paul. They attacked Paul's message. Paul said, you're saved by faith. They said, you're not saved by faith. They said, look, you can talk about Jesus all you want to, but if you're not keeping the Mosaic law, if you are not being circumcised, if you are not keeping the rituals, if you're not keeping the feast days, if you're not doing all the rules, you're not saved. And they confused the people. They basically said, if you don't do works, you're not saved. Now, we have the same problem today. We tell people you're saved by faith in Christ. Plus what? Plus what? Nothing. There are other people that say you have to be baptized, you have to walk down an aisle, you have to commit yourself to Jesus, you have to do good works, you have to do this. If you don't do good works, you're not saved. If you don't do good works, you lose your salvation. If you don't do good works, you never were saved. I mean, we hear this everywhere. So there are people today that do exactly the same thing. They tell people that they must have good works in some way to be saved. That's what they were doing here. So not only did they attack Paul's message, and by the way, Paul wrote them, and he said, wait a minute, this is a different message. They came with a different message. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I'm amazed you're deserting the one who called you to a different gospel. Let me tell you, in this community, there are a lot of different gospels. Our good news message is that Jesus is the Son of God who died and rose again. He died to pay for your sins. He rose to conquer death, and salvation is by faith. You believe in Jesus Christ, and you have eternal life. There are many churches, I don't mean it bad, but there are many churches in this town that have a different message than that. And it's not faith in Christ. It's doing something to be saved. And that's what happened here. And when Paul found out, and number one, they attacked his message. They also attacked Paul. You know what they said? They said Paul wasn't with Jesus. When there were the apostles on the earth, Paul wasn't one of them. And they said that Paul really wasn't an apostle. Paul really wasn't an apostle, so he had no right to tell them anything. Wow. So that's what's going on. Now, with that in mind, so because of these Judaizers, then when did Paul write this letter? Well, the best we can tell is he made the trip at around 47, 48 A.D., and then when he got back, this all happened, and so he wrote the letter to them before the year 49, because there was a big church council meeting in 49 trying to decide how to deal with this. Because you can imagine that if you've got Paul and the apostles telling people it's faith, and another group going in saying it's works, you've got confusion. There are many of you in this room that you grew up hearing a confused message that instead of it just saying you believe in Jesus Christ and you have eternal life, you've heard things like you need to repent of your sins, you need to give your life to Jesus, you need to get baptized, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you're confused. There are many Christians who are confused, and this is what were happening. They were confusing these churches that Paul had founded, and so Paul's going to write a letter. He's going to begin with a letter. Eventually, he's going to go back. But first, he writes a letter. And so here's the purpose. Why did he write this letter? Now, remember what they said? They said Paul wasn't an apostle and that salvation was by works and the Christian life was rules and rituals. So the three things. Paul was not an apostle because he wasn't with Jesus. That salvation is really by works and rules. It's not just faith. I've had people come to me and say, JB, I've heard that you tell people that you're saved just by faith. I said, that's right. They said, you're making it too easy for people to be saved. You know they have to do good works to be saved. That's what they said about Paul. That's what they say about us sometimes. And then look at the third thing. They said that the Christian life was rules. Is the Christian life a set of rules? Is it laws? That's what they said. In fact, they made it the Mosaic law. You had to obey the Mosaic law. So how does Paul answer this? Are you ready? Look how beautiful this is. In chapters 1 and 2 of the book of Galatians, he defends that he is an apostle of Jesus Christ. He gives his background. In chapters 3 and 4, he defends the gospel message that it is faith and not works. And then, in chapters 5 and 6, he defends the Christian life, that it is in the power of the Holy Spirit, not rules and rituals. And so as we look at this book, there's going to be so much in there. Let me give you the outline. Now, this is on the card that's out front. Here's the outline that's on the card. Chapters 1 and 2, Paul defends his apostleship. If we get the introduction about him being an apostle, he talks about there's only one gospel. There's not more than one gospel. There's only one good news message. And then he gives his background about when he came to know Christ and how his ministry. That's chapters 1 and 2. We'll see that over the next few weeks. Then in chapters 3 and 4, he defends his message. He says it's grace, not works. He says it's not law, it's grace. He talks about his former life and what he used to think. And then he uses an allegory, and we'll talk about it when we get to that part. And then last but not least, chapters 5 and 6, he defends the Christian life. He says he deals with that whole issue of circumcision, because they said if you're a man, you had to be circumcised or you can't be saved. He talks about the flesh first and the spirit. You remember the battle? For we walk, you know, the battle is between the flesh and the spirit. We walk in the spirit, you not fulfill the lust of the flesh, for the flesh for lust against spirit, spirit against flesh, they're contrary one to another, that you may not do the things that you could or you should. We'll see that battle. He gives us some principles of the Christian life in chapter 6. And then he says, finally, if you're going to glory in anything, if you're going to brag in anything, you brag on the cross of Christ, you brag on Jesus who died and rose again. So that is the book of Galatians, and that's the outline, and I've got that for you on that card, and you can do that. Well, let's do this. Let's begin, and we're just going to very briefly look at the first two verses, and we'll hit them more detail next week. All I'm going to do is just touch on them. Notice it says this, Paul, an apostle, not sent from men nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren who with me to the churches of Galatia. And notice, you remember what they said about Paul? They said he wasn't an apostle. Look how he starts the letter. He says, Paul, an apostle. And then he makes it clear. It's not from man. He says, not from men nor through the agency of man, but he's an apostle through Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to understand something. An apostle was unique. There aren't any more apostles. Apostles had seen the risen Christ. If you see that in 1 Corinthians 9, it gives some requirements to be an apostle, and they had to have seen the risen Lord. Paul saw the risen Lord on the road to Damascus. An apostle was one uniquely set apart by Christ to go with the message. They had the same authority as the Scripture because the apostles were before the Scripture was written down. Paul says he is an apostle of Jesus Christ. I want to read something to you. I don't want you to have to turn there. This is in Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26. This is where Paul is telling what happened on the road to Damascus. And here's what he says, and I want you to listen carefully. Acts 26, verse 14. He said, when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. So on the road to Damascus, Paul says, I found out it was Jesus. And then here's what Jesus tells Paul to do. He says, get up, stand on your feet. For this purpose I have appeared to you, to appoint you as a minister and a witness, not only the things you have seen, but also the things which I will appear to you. I'm going to send you to the Gentiles to open their eyes so they may turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, and that they may receive the forgiveness of sins, all of this by faith in me. Paul says, on the road to Damascus, Jesus Christ appointed him as an apostle to send him to the Gentiles, to take the message so they would turn from darkness to light, from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sins simply by faith. Paul was an apostle. Now, let me tell you something. We aren't apostles, but we are ambassadors. An ambassador is different. We're not the authority. The Bible's the authority. But we have the exact same message as we go into this community. We get to take into this community the same message that Paul proclaimed, and that is Jesus died and rose again and paid for sin and conquered death. And if you will believe in him, if you will trust in him for eternal life, you will be saved forever. That's our message. Don't mix it up. Don't confuse it. Don't add works to it. It is faith in Christ for eternal life. So Paul, it says, Paul, an apostle, and we'll go details next week, not sent from man or through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father. And then I love this, God the Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Then Paul says, and all the people who are with me, because when he wrote this, there were guys with him. And then he says, to the churches of Galatia. Notice it's plural because he's writing to those churches that he went to. And if you want to this week, read Acts chapters 13 and 14. That's the first missionary journey where Paul went to these people. We talked about it last week, that if you really want to have an opportunity to dig the book of Galatians, then there's, you know, every day read a chapter. So by the end of the week, you'll have read all six chapters. So every week, you'll be reading the whole book, and you'll be putting it together, and you'll see how it fits. Also, study the sections. Next week, we're actually going to look at detail in verses 1, 2, and 3. So if you want to study ahead, if you want to dig ahead, say, what does chapter 1, verses 1, 2, 3 talk about? If you look at it carefully, you think, well, it doesn't look like a whole lot there. Actually, there's a real lot there, and we'll see it next week. So what have we seen? Paul's letter to the churches at Galatia. It's a letter of liberty and salvation by faith. The Judaizers came in and attacked Paul and attacked his message, and so he defends all of this in this letter. So as we end this morning, let me give you some things to think about. Let us declare the message that saves. See, salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ. And our purpose as a church is to make disciples, which includes evangelism and training. So we go out with this message. So let's declare this message that salvation is by faith and not by works. So here's what you got to do. You got to be clear on the gospel. You got to be very clear on the gospel. The gospel is the death and resurrection of Christ. He died to pay for sin. He rose to conquer death. And whoever believes in him has eternal life. And when I say to believe in him, that doesn't mean to believe he existed. To believe in Christ means I am trusting in him to give me eternal life. Be clear on the gospel. And let me just say this. If you say, well, I would like to be better at it. I'd like to know. Listen, we have a class on Wednesday nights. It's called the 412. It's called 412 Foundations. Brian teaches that. You can take that class, and part of those lessons actually teach you how to share your faith. I teach a class called the 2-2. We have about 8 lessons in the whole course that deal with salvation and the message and sharing our faith. So it's all in there. Second is be able to share your faith. And we have what we call the bad news, good news. We have the bridge. We have the testimony. We have the one verse of evangelism, John 3:16. We have all kind of ways. And we will teach you, if you don't feel confident that you can share your faith, we will teach you. The third thing is just remember our commission and that we're ambassadors of Jesus Christ. You represent Christ. When you walk out these doors, you are representatives of Jesus Christ, and you are going with the message that saves, the message that gives eternal life. Now, there's one other thing to remember from the book, and that is this. Understand that the Christian life is lived by faith. We'll get into that. It'll be a little bit further on over in the book, but there's so many people who actually say, well, I think you're saved by faith, but the Christian life is rules and rituals, and that's what we call legalism. And some of you grew up in legalistic churches. Some of you grew up with a whole set of rules of what you could wear and what you could do and where you could go and what you couldn't do, and that made the Christian life for you. The Christian life is not that. The Christian life is a walk of faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, based on the Word of God. And we'll see that as we go through it. So as we begin our study of Galatians, it's exciting. May we know it, may we apply it, and may we pass it on. And so be ready for next week, Galatians 1, 1, 2, and 3. So may we be faithful to proclaim the clear message of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ, and may we, in freedom, live the Christian life.